Well, welcome everybody to this first economic briefing of 2025. And the data we've had out of the US over the holiday break still show an economy which is growing above trend. And that in turn means that it's going to be quite difficult to get inflation to come down much further. And of course, we've got the incoming president and his policy program. We're not quite sure what's going to win out his policy program, but that looks as if it's going to support inflation too. So notwithstanding the fact that we got a rate cut from the Fed going back to mid-December, the problem now is that the Fed's going to be finding it very, very difficult to deliver many more. And that's taken a severe toll on the bond market. So we can see that yields have lifted a lot, running through US bond yields and still continuing in this early part of 2025. And the data just over this past week, if anything, supports that sell-off. So, you know, we had both the December ISM non-manufacturing PMI and also the manufacturing PMI have come out over the past week or so. The manufacturing PMI has lifted to, it's almost getting back up to 50, and this is the weakest part of the US economy. It lifted to 49.3 from 48.4. The ISM non-manufacturing PMI was at 52.1 going back to November. It was expected to lift to 53.5. It went up to 54.1, so strength running through that as well. We had the Atlanta Fed. They do this GDP Now tracker, which looks at where they think GDP is going in Q4. We won't get Q4 GDP out until the advance reading of that will come out right at the end of this month. But that's lifted to 2.7% annualized from 2.4%. So that's where they think it's running. That's above trend for the US still running through the late part of last year. And then we had the labor market data that came out. And boy, these are strong. So we had the weekly initial jobless claims. They came down to 201,000 from 211,000. Before we left, before the summer break, you know, we were in the 220s, 230s into the 240s. We've come down a long way. So his strength still running through the labor market, and it showed in the non-farm payrolls that came out on Friday. Non-farm payrolls were expected to lift by 164,000. They lifted by 256,000. The unemployment rate actually came down one notch to 4.1% from 4.2%. So all of this, together with what the Fed's been saying through this holiday break, is that, we're down, well, even going back to when they cut rates by a quarter percentage point, you know, taking the funds rate down to 4.5%. At that time, the indications were that at most there'd be two interest rate cuts from the Fed going through. The people are now considering that that might come back to none. So that's the risk that's starting to run through. Can people still hear me? I've got a feeling that we've got that the line's fallen out.
Yeah, no, that just stays. You're good.
Ah, good. And just looking at some of the other indicators coming through, this week we've got both the producer price index for the US and also the consumer price index for the US. Again, these are likely to show that inflation's getting sticky. They come out on Tuesday and Wednesday respectively, and what's expected there is that the headline producer price index will be stuck on 3%, the same as the month before, and the CPI, if anything, will probably go up to 2.9% year-on-year from 2.7%, and that'll be on probably about a 0.4% increase for the monthly change. Core CPI looks as if it's going to be up 0.3% again. That'll keep the annual rate of change at 3.3%. And later in the week, we'll get things like retail sales. Retail sales have been moving along very, very briskly in the United States. So back in November, they got a 0.7% lift. Looks like we'll get another 0.6% lift on top of that when we get the December number coming out. And we've got a little bit of housing data coming out too. Now, of course, we have to take into account what may happen in the economy with the terrible fires we've seen on the west coast of the United States, around Los Angeles. It's going to be a case of what always happens with these big disasters. One of the last things that President Biden's done in his administration is saying, look, we're going to meet most of the costs of cleaning up and beginnings of rebuilding for at least the next six months. It's all well and good, but it's going to add a lot into government spending again. There's some sort of conjecture about whether President Trump will continue with that, but my guess is he will. So you know, that's one factor, which means that if anything, we're going to get a further lift of demand on the reconstruction and the payments that go through. But we will see a bit of a blip running through things like initial jobless claims, because a lot of people have lost their jobs, their business has been burned out. So you know, we will get a temporary flip in some of these numbers, but I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference. I think at the moment, the bond market is very fixated on the fact that the Fed can't bring interest rates down much further. And if anything, down the track, we might get into a new tightening cycle. And so you know, that's what's causing these bond yields to mark up. They've got strong growth, so that's compatible with a very, very steep yield curve too. And you can see that in the way in which it's longer-term bond yields which are marking up rather than shorter-term ones. Moving to China and the data we've had there over the holiday break has also been a little bit on the firmer side. So all we've had is really purchasing managers' indices. But for example, you know, the manufacturing PMIs are holding above the 50 level in both cases, both for the official and the Kaixin. And the services sector PMIs have pushed above 52. Now that's starting to look a little bit firmer. So you know, we've got a little bit of a firmer start there, perhaps, for some of the economic indicators in China. We had the CPI came out. It was flat for the most recent month, for the month of December. And the annual rate of change for the CPI in China is only 0.1% year on year now, from 0.2%. We had producer prices came out. They looked a little bit better, and when I say a little bit better, they've still got a negative sign on the front of them, down 2.3% year-on-year from down 2.5% going back the month before. Later today, we'll get trade data for China, and we've got exports coming out for December. Expected to be a little bit better than they were going back to November, up 7.3% compared with 6.7% the month before. And imports, not quite as negative as they were the month before, so looking at minus 1.5% from minus 3.9%. So slightly better data out of China, but the big run of data out of China really comes later this week. It's on Friday. And we get Q4 GDP. And at this stage, a little bit better, but I don't think people are going to believe the figures. You know, the expectation is that it might rise by around 1.7% quarter on quarter. That will lift the annual GDP growth rate to 5% from 4.6%. Fixed asset investment spending steady at 3.3% for the most recent month, same as it was the month before. Same story for industrial production, steady at 5.4%. December retail sales, a bit of an improvement to 3.5% year on year from 3%. The really bad one, which is house prices, still falling. They were down 5.7% year-on-year going back to November, still down high 5% year-on-year, and the December unemployment rate probably steady at 5%. So not a great deal coming out of those Chinese numbers, and China's just biding its time. It's still waiting to see exactly what's going to come about with the policy prescription in the U.S., and of course, all of us are a little bit in doubt about that, because we know who, you know, Trump has got in his administration, and some of what they want is completely at odds with what he wants for his supporter base. So it's still very, it's going to be very interesting the first month or so to see exactly what wins out in the United States. Moving to Australia, and just as people are getting less excited about interest rate cuts everywhere else around the world, in Australia, it's a slight increase in the chance that the Reserve Bank might cut in their February meeting. Remembering the February meeting this year is in the new cycle, and so it's going to be the middle of February when we get the February meeting coming through. And that all came off the back of the November CPI, the monthly CPI, which, although the headline went up, it went up to 2.3% year-on-year from 2.1%, The weighted median, the underlying, came down to 3.2 from 3.4. Whether that's enough for the Reserve Bank to cut is a moot point, because some of the other data that's come out is actually pretty firm. And so, for example, late last week we got retail sales came out. They lifted 0.8% and now up 3% year on year. That 0.8% came after a 0.5% increase in the month of October. That's getting strong. We've definitely seen a flip up in private sector demand running through the late part of last year. That's just going to militate a bit against the Reserve Bank thinking about bringing interest rates down. We've also got November trade balance came out. It's been noticeable we've had two really good months of exports. So going back to October, exports lifted by 3% in a month. They lifted another 4.8% in the month of November. The trade surplus went out to $7 billion, much bigger than expected. That's a good contribution to growth when we get our growth figures coming out. We don't get out Q4 GDP growth figures until the beginning of March. But we've got contributions coming, obviously, from retail spending. We've got contributions coming from trade. So there's going to be quite a dogleg up in our economic growth rate when we see it for Q4 when it comes out. We also had total November household spending. And this was pretty firm number. It was up 0.4%, up 2.4% year on year. So things have really shown something of a lift over the closing months of last year in terms of demand here. We see, the other figure we got out too was job vacancies for the 3 months to November. And from a very high peak that had been coming down, that actually went back up again. We're getting a more stretched labour market as well. And that's the figure we're probably going to be watching this week on Thursday. We get the labour force data for December. At this stage, the market thinks that we'll get a 10,000 lift after 35,600 lift in employment going back the month before. If the participation rate stays the same at 67, that might edge up the unemployment rate to 4% from 3.9%. But remember, the month before, we were at 4.1s going back a few months ago. We came down to 3.9. The Reserve Bank really needs an unemployment rate around 4.3, 4.4% to be comfortable bringing interest rates down. So watching that figure as well, there's some excitement around interest rates coming down, but it's problematic too. And the other problematic part too is that we have had quite a deal of softening running through the Australian dollar. And that potentially can be an inflationary factor going forward. So all of these factors are in the mix at the moment. And over this next month, before the next Reserve Bank board meeting, we'll get one more month and a full quarter of inflation data. We'll get more labour market data, and we'll get some more retail sales data for the end of the year. Yeah, all of those can make a big difference, and it's worthwhile bearing in mind that everywhere else around the world, it's just getting sticky now getting more difficult to bring interest rates down. In Europe last week, we had the services sector PMI came out. This bounced from 49.5 to 51.6, so a bit of an improvement running through there. And again, just going to that point about the stickiness of inflation, Europe's been one of the softer economies. And so that's where there's been most chance of continuing to drop interest rates. And the ECB's been doing that. But we had the December preliminary CPI came out. It was up 0.4%. The annual rate of change jumped to 2.4% from 2.2%. The ECB's target is 2% for inflation, and the core CPI actually went up by 0.5% month on month, and that kept the annual change at 2.7%. That's where the headline inflation rate is more likely to migrate to. So even though they have softish growth running through Europe, it's going to be more difficult to bring the cash rate down as they go forward. So, that's the really interesting part we're at the moment. We've had this very, very big lift running through bond yields. partly driven by the US, but there's been some idiosyncratic lifts in bond yields in other places like the UK, where they've had problems relating to their budget. So we're just watching that and its impact running back to risk assets, because risk assets, for the most part, in 2024 had a really good run, but that started to run into significant headwinds as we went into December, running into the beginning of January. And so just watching to see what these higher interest rates, what they mean for how comfortable people are about chasing risk assets to even higher levels. For the time being, they're not, and so we're just seeing some pullback. Whether that continues depends on whether the lift in interest rates we're seeing continues much further. But at the moment, the risk is that we still have a little way to go with these interest rates rising.